This is the last part of a series that I started. It's only probably about the third one. It's about my grande Juanita. She had sold a home there on 9th Street, and she and Alicia Cáceres, who accompanied her to go and live in San Antonio. I don't know how long they stayed before Mama Grande got extremely ill. She had incurable cancer, and I guess it created a crisis in terms of how she was going to get cared for. And my Uncle Babe and Aunt Dora were nice enough, and well, they provided a whole room for her to stay at during her period of dying. I remember it very very clearly, although I had very you know, compared to the family there with Babe and Dora, very little contact with Mama Grande. I stopped by on my way somewhere coming from the city or wherever, passing by 9th Street. I recall visiting her pretty much a couple of times, and she was just so miserable. It was so, well, it's a difficult thing to do, I guess, just to go see her, because it was very clear that she was, you know, in agony. And it wasn't just physical pain. It was anguish over the kind of life she had had, certainly in the final years, the few years from the time in the 30s that my father had died. The year before, my grandfather Antonio had died, and I think I mentioned another place that she had lost Pilar, a daughter who died giving birth, and she had lost Jose, the oldest son. And then a big blow was she lost my dad, her second youngest son. So Mama Grande had been in San Antonio. I have no idea how she did what she was over there. But the reason I want to recall is to make it the final chapter. I do remember some of the things that she would lament about, and when it comes down to it, it's better not to, because there are things that were already very hurtful, and anybody living would not, you know, benefit by it. Well, Mama Grande died. Must have been in 1948. It had to have been one of the Mexican celebrations. I believe it was the 16th of September. Yeah, that's what it was. And on the night of the velorio, they had her casket in the living room there at on 9th Street, 1009 East 9th. And I stopped by and paid my respects. I stood there and looked at her a long time. And she looked so well. She looked good. You know, they had done a good job in preparing her for her burial. And of course, there's no question about it, she was at peace, at last, you know. She reminds me of, you know, some big stories, like 100 Years of Solitude. With her, it was decades of loss and pain. I think that most of us that are related to her, still alive, probably don't think of her. They probably don't think about it as much as I do, because I wanted to finish this story. I was in conflict that night because one of the most priceless days for us that were growing up, that had become teenagers, was going to celebrate the Independencia de Mexico. And I rationalized it after I had gone to see Mama Grande, because I knew that the la gente decente, the religious people, Catholics or whatever, they would think badly of me. Or maybe I didn't know. Although it was true, I did go, and luckily, I was enjoying myself. But my closeness or my friendship with the Castillo, Bertha and Gloria Castillo, who were always gracious enough to dance with me, and I think they were the ones that really helped me, taught me how to dance. They refused to dance with me because how could I go there dancing when Mama Grande had died and she was in her velorio? And another thing I remember very clearly is on the other side, on the south side of the dance area there, una banqueta grande, was Mrs. Alvarado, who lived in La Casa Grande across the way, who just stood there and who sat in her wheelchair, observing la gente pobre across the street. Anyway, maybe I'm being unkind to her. I never really got to know her. She was giving me the most, God, like a look like, man, I was evil. And, well, that's pretty much the sense of this whole thing. Mama Grande had been such a significant part of our lives during the early years. There are other members of the family, like my brother Ben and my sister Carmen, who remember a great deal more about her. And it's something they would rather just forget. And who can blame them?